接下来是另外一个 NGO 在网上发言，女士们、先生们，我从伊朗向大家致敬。大多数的少数群体。他们都难以得到承认。
Human rights organizations, and even in the laws of many countries, is confirmed and emphasized. And yet, in practice, many issues related to ethnicities and minorities remain mere slogans, or they can only speak away by that title. But we still see the disappearance or diminution of different ethnic languages in countries. For example, as a Turkmen woman who supports my mother tongue, I should at least be able to speak Turkmen in United Nations. That has dedicated one of its sessions to the rights of minorities and ethnic groups. But unfortunately, I have to speak in the language specified by the United Nations, while UNESCO has designated February 21st as World Mother Language Day, or that the United Nations had declared that those who did not know their mother tongue were illiterate. No, such an organization following such slogans could have respected the mother tongue of the tribes at the meeting of minorities. And we were allowed to speak in our mother tongue. If we were to be all alike, God would not have had so much variety in his creation. Our world is beautiful with these differences. Now, how can I complain about to protect my mother tongue and not to teach or permit it to an organization whose subject matter is the rights of minorities and ethnic groups, and which itself does not allow me to speak in Turkmen in there any conflict more than this? Thank you.